Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome aboard WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe.
Buenos dias.
Quite a you remember the Spanish?
Yes, I do.
From way back. And, Mucho gracias.
Como está? Muy bien. Muy bien. Gracias. Right.
So that is Joe McGranahan. He's multilingual. So.
Right.
All right. On the other side of the glass, any other languages, Lynn? German?
She does
German.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah,
guten Tag, mein Herr.
Right, there you go. She's on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate that. On the Mark, I speak a little German, a little Spanish, and my wife is teaching me French as she takes it from Duolingo.
I have a friend who speaks Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh, okay. That's just an accent.
Oh,
but
no,
he does
it's a
the
language.
Actual
he
Dutch.
Insists it's a language.
I remember when Merle Phillips put some of his campaign signs down in Lower Northumberland County in the Hebe area in Dutch, you know, telling people to vote for him. With the German language. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. We have five emails awaiting when we came in this morning, so we can look at those as time goes on, and one of them addresses Dianne Feinstein, which
is... Are
we
just going to look at them, or do you think we might actually read them?
I always look at them, but
okay.
You read
them. Read them, all right.
Yeah, I never look, I never read them, or rarely read them. But, yeah, so there's one. A lot of folks are interested in her resigning, because she hasn't, she's missed about a month.
She got shingles.
And how much did John Fetterman miss? Was that 6 weeks or so?
It was more than a month. Yeah, it was closer to 2 months.
And Mitch McConnell was out for... weeks and weeks and weeks because of his injuries after he fell. So, yeah, maybe they can't they just come up with a policy? If you're going to miss 20 voting sessions, you're out. You know, they kick you out or they demote you or they take you off your committees or something like that. I mean, it's supposed to be a functioning body. How can it if half of the people are out sick?
Well, yeah, but I mean, well, of course, their sick leave should be commensurate with private industry. Like, what do you get sick days here?
20 and out.
20 and out, right?
If you miss 20, you get, you're unpaid.
All right, but that's paid leave over everything. That's not just illness, right?
Right.
Whatever you want to take off for,
you
can take
vacation
off for.
Or...
So I think that would be fair to give our congressman. 20 days is reasonable.
Mm-hmm. 21, since it costs them a lot more to get elected, so we'll be generous about it.
Oh, we're going to give them an extra day.
Well, a personal day.
How about a floating holiday?
A floating holiday. So, like, you have to go to a waterway to enjoy that?
No, it's like they all want another day. What was those things they were trying to pass in Harrisburg?
First of all, Election Day was one of them.
Election Day was one of them.
For primaries or general election, you would have the day off.
A Muslim holiday. I forget which one it was.
Yep,
it wasn't Ramadan.
Yep, an additional on or about. It was the beginning of Ramadan, but I forget the name of it. Yeah,
something Al-Seed or something like that.
Yep, so that would be another holiday.
Right.
Why don't we just come up with a calendar that lists about 20 days when they have to come
when
to
you
work?
You have to go to work. Yeah, that would be a great idea.
So.
In Congress, although maybe we're better off when they're not there. Always like what Will Rogers said. He said, people feel about Congress being in session the same way they feel when the baby gets a hold of a hammer.
Oh, jeez. Yes, it's good the child's learning how to hammer, but bad he's going to bust something or she's going to bust something. All right. So we invite you to participate in our show. 70236 is the text number. When Joe is ready, when he thinks a text has come in, he'll get those going. You have to include the keyword OTM. p.m. when you send it to us. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at, you can call us, 570-743-WKOK. We'd love to hear from you. We can talk about Dianne Feinstein or President Trump or President Biden or perennial topics around here. We often talk about common sense changes in gun laws that might make us safer or not, or mental health laws or red flag laws. So those are the kind of things. Let's see, we had about 150 people at a meeting in Point Township last night talking about the Encina plant.
And you had them on the air this morning, I understand.
Yeah, they were on Sunrise. And then tomorrow on the Mark, we've invited the folks that are from the Save Our Susquehanna group to come on the Mark tomorrow at 8:30 for a half an hour. And the host tomorrow is John Shipman, so we'll talk to them about that tomorrow. And so I maybe have some thoughts about that. One quirk in the meeting last night is that the group that organized it, the Save Our Susquehanna, did not invite the people from Encina to speak at the meeting. They were allowed to go, and of course they heard all the questions and concerns, but were not given an opportunity to speak at that meeting last night, so they didn't get answers to their many questions. Although they have so many questions, I think if the
I think Encina at least heard what the questions people want answers to might be, and so they can hopefully be prepared to give those answers.
So, but they're going to I don't know that they have any plans to do this or not, but they'll have to schedule some opportunity when they can answer all of these questions, because some of them the answer so far is I don't know, and other ones they do have an answer for, so they'll tell us. One of the things they showed us on Sunrise this morning is how they'll filter the water. They have it's a tubular filter that you force the water through this, and it comes out of the side of the tube, but it doesn't let anything else out. It doesn't let bacteria out or microplastics or, any other, sediment or something that's
in the
water.
Here's the acid test. Give them a glass and have them drink out of that.
Well, this might do that. This might be worthy of that. I don't know for sure. It's just heating and cooling water, so maybe it wouldn't have any chemicals in it. But they should be able to do that. But anyway, so this filament was about as thick as a piece of thicker fly line that you'd use for fly fishing. So, it's like thick as the insert of a pen, that kind of thing. But the water would go into it and then try to come out the side of it, but particles wouldn't be able to make it through the sides of it. So
it's the size of a pen?
Yeah, the size of the thickness of the pen insert that holds the ink inside a pen. When you take a pen apart.
They're forcing all the water they're using through one of those?
Through quadrillions of them.
All right, quadrillions, okay.
Right, so there'd be quite a few.
Well, that sounds like quite a few.
All right, so folks, if you wish to talk about that, feel free to do so. And again, tomorrow, the Save Our Susquehanna group's been invited on the show, so we'll let you know who's coming and the kind of conversation we'll have. And then, Encina will be back on the show in the weeks. They'll be back on Sunrise in the months ahead.
Well, you're giving them an opportunity. Everybody gets an opportunity to have their say and put the issue out there for the people to decide.
Yeah, quite a few unanswered questions. So, the idea of some sort of an open forum meeting for the folks from Encina to answer questions would be a good idea.
Right. Well, speaking of questions, one of the questions we have asked this morning is whether Dianne Feinstein should go the way of the wild goose. I'm for that. One of our writers says, California Senator Dianne Feinstein is sick and frail. She has missed months of votes in the U.S. Senate. Her absence is impeding committee work. She is 89 years old and has announced her intention to retire in a year. I'm disappointed by her selfish clinging to the seat. She has served for decades. The governor will undoubtedly replace her with another Democrat. Few questions the outcome of next elections in a year. Her party will retain the seat. Those who truly serve the people acknowledge when their time is passed and step down gracefully. Come on, Dianne, do the right thing and resign. Well, the lady has shingles, which,
right.
And there's a vaccine for that. I guess she didn't follow the science.
Well, maybe she had it. You can still get shingles even after you've had the vaccine.
That's true. But the new vaccine, I think, is highly effective.
Anyway, this isn't a vaccine
Another
conversation.
Another clot shot.
This is a patriot conversation. Should you be a patriot and step down because you're ill? And I didn't know she was frail. That's news to me. So,
well, she's 89. I mean, you've got to figure she isn't a spring chicken.
Well, no, but certainly there's plenty of 90-year-olds, that are
and
pretty active.
Don Lemon told us on CNN that once a lady is over her 40, she's past her prime.
She's past her prime.
Don Lemon told us that, folks, and
right,
we should believe everything Don Lemon says.
Do you believe anything Don Lemon says?
Not a word
okay,
out of that guy's mouth.
He's kind of... Yeah, it's funny. His 15 minutes should have ended a long time ago, but there he is.
Well, there was a fascinating article last week about why CNN continues to hang on to him despite the fact that he is a proven liability.
Well, it's probably because he's black.
Well, that could be. Their morning show is terrible. It has horrible ratings. They moved him off of prime time down to there, and now he's done to it what he did to prime time.
Well, and I think not only does he bring the fact that he is black to the show, but everything that you discuss is filtered through his black perspective. You know, everything is a militant opportunity to talk about activism, and you can talk about potato salad, and he'll say, well, the Episcopal African Church has the best, potato salad, so...
Well, those potatoes are white.
Yeah, white Pentecost.
Racist
never
potato
have
salad.
So, I mean, everything
there's
is...
There's a topic for debate. Is potato salad racist because it's white?
Brother, what about red potatoes? Does that make the potato salad still white,
though? Native Americans.
Only the outside of the potatoes are red.
Right. But sweet potatoes, they would be brown.
But sweet potato salad?
I don't think
that
so.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
Although it's almost what you eat when you have candied sweet potatoes, you know, that's with the stuff on top.
Yeah, but that's different. That's good.
Anyway, boy, are we train of thought today.
Yeah, I think we must have missed breakfast.
Dianne Feinstein has asked to be replaced on the Judiciary Committee, so...
No. Not replaced, temporarily replaced.
Oh, okay. So when she comes back, she wants a seat back. Okay.
Yes, she wants her seat back. But at 89, there is serious
concern. Wrong with 20 PTOs and out the door you go? John Fetterman would be gone. Mitch McConnell would be gone. Of course, obviously, Dianne Feinstein would be gone. If you can't do the work, I mean, if I suddenly said to Roger here, well, I can't come in for 2 months because I have shingles, I'm quite sure I could get replaced. Now, in this particular small business, that's different than the U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate, but, they can live without me, as will happen.
No, we can't live without you.
Oh, right.
But seriously, you've got a point there. I mean, there should be a limit to how much time these folks can take off.
21 days is normal.
They were elected to do a job, although Fetterman is back now and seems to be doing well. I don't agree with what he's doing,
Feinstein,
but he's doing well.
She is doing the job except voting. But is not voting the job?
Well, constituent services, but I doubt that Dianne is personally providing any constituent services except perhaps to her largest contributors.
Well, her staff is hard at work.
Right, her staff
is. She's like 20 people or something.
I said Dianne herself.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's not doing anything. All right. So 570-743-9565. We've got a caller. Joe's going to coincidentally be the last caller before a quickie break, but you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in, sir.
All right, I didn't know if you guys were waiting for a call, but I'll try to bail you out from, what you're talking about there. But I did want to thank Stan yesterday for really clarifying that the call-in about the 26 states and the gun making it easier to own or buy guns, whatever Dick said. I think I was right after Dick that day, and I said about, how does that equate to, the gun owner or guns in Chicago or something? But anyhow, I really want to thank Stan for clearing that up. And he would be welcome on the erroneous information reported committee, because that was solid facts that to buy the gun didn't make a difference, but once you got the gun, you could have open carry. I'm just trying to summarize and that. But, I really appreciated that, and the Eric committee is. And then, Eric called in yesterday also, and I thought a while back Eric was part of his reluctance for 21 and under to own guns was that their minds weren't mental or they weren't fully developed yet. We don't want to rely on my memory, but I do believe he made that point. But I recently codified it now, and now it's only that because people under 21 can't own a pistol or a handgun, now they shouldn't be able to own a rifle. So I'm glad, or I'm wondering why he got off that part where he was more or less maybe informed because of his job in the past over a long period of time with the state. Did you get that idea that
I don't
he
know,
doesn't,
but,
or did he ever say anything?
Regardless, what's your view? Should an individual who's less than 21 be able to buy a rifle?
Well, part of it, Joe went over. We went over this for years. You can get drafted into the Army, and they can train you with a rifle, but yet your constitutional right. And one thing I want to say about that, people should think about that phrase maybe differently. Is it's a constitutionally protected right. It's not that the Constitution gives you that right. You had the right before that, and we just put it, the founders and the framers put it into that wording to protect it. That right was there before you were born.
It was constitutionally guaranteed now.
Right.
Right. It's constitutionally protected rights, and it has, that's the Constitution that the American people rely on to protect themselves from the government overreach. But that seems almost, but off to the 21 and under, that's the reason, is because right now I do say that I think eventually that might happen, or that could happen if it's pushed hard enough, because a lot of young people are convinced now that the guns are bad and it's the gun and all that, and eventually, as you know, some writings have it, is that once you get the minds of the children in one generation, that will become the law of the land in the next generation. So I think eventually Eric's idea will take hold, but this generation, maybe such as me and maybe three or four more, because we do understand that it's not the gun itself, or that those people will have to be aged out, so to speak, if you know what I mean, or die.
Should somebody...
That's a cheerful thought.
Yeah. Should somebody 18, 19, or 20 be able to buy a rifle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, well,
you.
It's the law, right? I mean, right now you are, but I do think that as the pistol went, right, or the handgun went, I'm not even sure why that did go, that somebody under 21 can't own a handgun, but I do understand that they're more concealable in that. I mean, that I understand, but there had to be a pretty big movement, which I'm not really familiar with, to push that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do believe right now it's legal, so I do believe that it is. Yeah, I think it's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong. Eric won't address the part that he might be familiar with, is the drugs that these people are on for, like, mental issues, right? I went over that, the uptake drugs and that, you know, that we don't really talk about. I do believe that might be more of an issue. I'm not surely an expert in that field, but you can read about it and what they do to the young people's minds. I think it's the drugs and the orientation that they get, and somehow, you know, a small percentage, and Lance called in with some statistics yesterday that I appreciate. That was pretty. I like Lance's call.
All right, we got the update drugs being talked about. So thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good one.
Yeah. What is the impact of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that people take?
I don't know. But going back to Dianne Feinstein for a minute.
Back to reality.
Two House Democrats took to Twitter yesterday to express their wishes for Feinstein to resign
altogether, alluding right? Not to, just
right,
from committee.
Alluding to concerns over her health and ability to perform her duties as a senator, despite the fact she announced her intention not to run for re-election earlier this year. It's time for Feinstein to resign. We need to put the country ahead of personal loyalty, Representative Ro Khanna, a Democrat of California, wrote. While she has a lifetime of public service, it's obvious she can no longer fulfill her duties. Not speaking out undermines our credibility as elected representatives of the people.
Who wrote that story?
Ro Khanna, a representative of California, Democrat, her home state.
On what platform?
Twitter. Twitter. She took to Twitter. Everybody takes to Twitter.
But who wrote the story you just read?
Oh, it's from...
CBS started covering the heck out of this overnight.
No, this one's from Fox.
Okay.
But the headline is, fellow Democrats turn on Dianne Feinstein, call for her to resign from Senate.
Yep, it's all over. AP's even covering it. So Feinstein's in hot water. All right, we do have to take the promised break. We do have now 5 emails, so we'll read another one. When we come back, we invite you to join that queue on the mark at WKOK.com. You can text us at 70236, and you can call us 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Our phone number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the key phrase, OTM, at the start of your text. And we do have a text from Tom. He says, like a gun standing in a corner, I can never pronounce that, Mifepristone. Well, he has Mifepristone here. Will not hurt anyone as long as it stays in the bottle. The person is the problem, not the pill. Or the gun, ban it, I say not. When guns are banned, they can ban it. Absolutely no difference. Well, what do you think? Is there a difference there?
I don't know. Mifepristone is pretty harmless, so it doesn't seem to really bother women. One of the points that I heard somebody on MSNBC was making yesterday was that it's safer than Tylenol, and it is also significantly safer than childbirth. If a woman is concerned about her health, the last thing she'll want to do is have a baby because the maternal mortality rate is, you know, X percent. I mean, it's low. Lower than many things, but of course still present. And Mifepristone's fatality rate is, almost immeasurable. You don't usually die from it, but I don't think it's impossible if you get some bleeding or something.
Well, on the lighter side, Irene Harris was kind enough to send us, although she addressed it to you, I assume I'm allowed to read it too, a recipe for sweet potato salad.
Ooh,
she says it's quite good.
All right, super.
So we're going to have to get this recipe together and find someone to make it for us.
Right, and this is a good active listener out there, good Republican woman, so it's got to be a good recipe. So, all right, thank you for that, Irene. Much appreciated.
Yeah, we're going to whip that up right after the show today.
Are you going to print that out? You have to open the PDF first.
No, I did try to open it. I wanted to see what it was in it. There we go.
Yeah, this computer won't do that. Forward it to yourself.
That's all right. We'll just let it there for the time being. Now,
hit the X on Tom's email.
That's a technical thing. But what I really want to talk about was Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. You know, he took Hunter along over to Ireland with him.
You folks have to see this. The vessels on Joe's forehead are starting to expand.
No, but, you know, here's this. This is a story this morning about, the headline is, Biden's claim to have no knowledge of Hunter's business dealings is becoming harder to maintain. Now, if we are going to investigate Donald Trump, and apparently there is legitimate grounds to investigate him on a number of different issues, can we ignore issues that would prompt an investigation of Joe Biden?
Well, Hunter was being investigated before.
Not talking about Joe, not Hunter.
Oh, okay, so Joe himself. Okay.
If President Biden lies about this stuff, for example, this is what they're saying. President Biden has repeatedly insisted he had no knowledge of son Hunter's business dealings, but records show that Joe Biden met with more than a dozen of Hunter's business associates, and some of those associates and top staffers at Hunter's now-defunct company visited the Obama White House more than 90 times when he was vice president in the Obama administration. I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, Biden said to Fox News reporter Peter Doocy as he jabbed his finger in his face on the campaign trail in Iowa in 2019. He said, you should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. Everybody's looked at it and there's nothing there. Ask the right question. I don't discuss business dealings with my son, Biden said again a month later in October of 2019. But now this stuff is coming out. Fox News digital reporter reported Monday that four business partners, a vice president, and two assistants at Hunter's now-defunct investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners visited the White House more than 80 times when his father was vice president in the Obama administration. Now, do you think that it was just coincidence that they got invited there?
I haven't met with people here 80 times. Honest to Pete, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Well, maybe they're wearing other hats, so they're doing other things. You know, what else are they doing? But in any event, if you feel as though that's worth investigating, somebody should investigate it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If President Biden is telling a big fat lie, well, let's, expose it. Why not? That doesn't hurt anything. People have been misusing the White House for as long as there's been a White House, whether they're Republican or Democrat. Hunter and Joe are just the current occupants, the previous one, and probably President Obama, certainly the notoriety boosts the sales of your books, and who knows, the Obama children might get into selling something someday. Certainly the Trump kids got into selling things, trinkets and doodads and influence and so on. So, hey, if it's wrong, investigate it. Everybody's corrupt in Washington. I don't think we're really going to investigate our way out of that.
Probably not.
The vortex has removed their brains, so you can investigate it, but that's what you're going to find out. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Miss Derek, Joe.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
I am better than okay.
You're looking good. You obviously got a haircut, so looking kind of...
Yeah, was this one right here she cut?
You were... Which one? You were looking kind of...
This one right here.
You were looking kind of seedy earlier.
Well, it had gotten maybe an inch long, and so it had to be cut.
All right. Yeah, you're looking marvelous. All right.
You look marvelous.
Who said that?
That was a bit on Saturday Night Live where somebody was pretending to be Fernando Lamas. You look marvelous.
Yeah, but who was that? He's a famous actor.
Who played him?
He was from that show with Maude and all those people, that whole spin-off sitcom situation.
That's terrible. I don't remember.
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Thank you, Lena.
Jeez. Thank you.
Thank you.
Having Lynn and Rob, it helps you with one thing and one main thing, and that's remembering anything that you and Joe and I have since forgotten.
Statler and Waldorf have memory issues.
Eh? Sure did. Half the time we can't even remember which of those two we are. But you're Waldorf.
When I took over for you the other week, I saw you had a little sign over there pointing an arrow toward
me
with
one
name.
Oh, you said you were Statler.
Right. In any event.
Waldorf's easy to remember because...
There's a salad named after him.
Right. No, the W is later in the alphabet, and you're older than me, so you're farther in.
Fair enough.
You're older, and I'm a little less so. All right. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. If you don't know, Statler and Waldorf are Muppets of elderly men who forget stuff and, run into pitfalls that elderly men do. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can call us now. There isn't anybody waiting at this exact moment. We had some calls earlier, but now all four lines are open. So if you don't wish to wait in line to get on the radio, call immediately. 570-743-9565. Mifepristone has gotten an interim permission from a federal judge that allows it to stay in effect until a full hearing is heard on the Texas judge's ruling. And my impression is that the national media is talking about the fact that anti-abortion advocates judge shopped until they found a judge in Texas who was ultra-pro-life and then ran their facts past him, and he used either the facts or his personal leanings to rule the way he did, but then other appellate courts saw it differently immediately and have allowed Mifepristone to continue. So we can talk about that. Probably headed for the U.S. Supreme Court, which is conservative. So if politics is playing a part in judicial decision-making, in a worse way than normal, then maybe the decision will go back the way the Texas judge wanted it. So there's
But stop and think about the way the Supreme Court decided Roe versus Wade, or overturning Roe versus Wade.
Right, turning it back to the states. So maybe right. states would be left with the decision.
So, I mean, I think it's fair to say, and the states have the decision now. So I would suspect the Supreme Court would let it stand that way, that the states make the decision about whether or not to permit it.
Right, so there's that. Joe was talking about the fact that it is probably time to investigate President Biden, not Hunter Biden, but President Biden for his contacts with Hunter's business partners, dozens and dozens of meetings in the White House over the course of the time that President Biden was vice president. So we can talk about that.
Well, can you imagine if Donald Trump's son had 90 times his business partners visited the White House while his dad was in office? Can you imagine what they'd be calling for?
Do you think of President Trump's kids as being above board and appropriate and not influence peddling and not using the office?
I don't know. I think it'd be hard not to use the influence of your father, the president, or your father, the vice president. If you have an opportunity to cash in on that, why wouldn't you? Look at, I mean, there have been Billy Carter. What was his beer?
Billy Beer,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He cashed in on his brother's name, and he was a real pain in Jimmy Carter's posterior for mm-hmm. quite a while.
Right. So we can talk about
Ronald
that.
Ronald Reagan's son and daughter. His daughter wrote a tell-all book. Her son wrote a tell-all book.
Guns are the subject of some of our emailers. One of our listeners sent in a clipping from the Center Square talking about one of Pennsylvania's retirees has to eke by on a $228,000 tax-free retirement stipend.
Oh, how is he ever going to survive?
Well, I think what you'll have to do is just budget carefully, make sure that you only buy two properties in Florida a year. And
you might even be able to afford a dozen eggs at those prices.
Well, that's true. Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's probably true. All right, 570. It's funny. Yeah, the Washington Post had a great editorial cartoon. It was showing shoppers from a store that were out in a field doing that Easter egg run that kids do at the start of an Easter egg hunt because eggs were on sale. And so they were trying to find the eggs right away. All right. So On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line now, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WKOK.com. And you can text us at 70236. I got to do quickie headlines here. This will just take a few minutes. Over 150 people were out of church Wednesday night to discuss the proposed Encina Development Group plastics recycling plant. In addition to the many concerned individuals, some of whom are part of the Save Our Susquehanna group, there were representatives from Encina, local trade union members, Joe Kant, Snyder County Commissioner, who works for North Shore Railroad. The Unitarian Church on Route 11 was the location where a capacity crowd listened and discussed concerns. Some of the concerns were air and river environmental pollution, lowering property values, and a significant increase in truck and train traffic. Some of the proponents said it will create many new jobs, help keep China at bay when it comes to the plastics industry, support union jobs at that location as well. Well, support many other jobs, too. So we have that story posted at WKOK.com. Some folks from Encina were on our Sunrise show today, so you can hear their answers to some of the questions. They weren't allowed to speak last night. So that was kind of a quirky thing. And then tomorrow, some of the folks from Save Our Susquehanna will be here tomorrow morning on the Mark, although we won't let them speak. Yes, we will. Just kidding. A state trooper from the Milton Barracks is on the mend after being shot in the leg yesterday while responding to a call. He exchanged gunfire with 19-year-old Hunter Shaheen, an individual who was taken into custody and is being treated at the hospital for his gunshot wound. We have more about that at WKOK.com. The head of the state's largest teachers union was among those to testify about Pennsylvania's teacher shortage during the House Education Committee hearing.
Pennsylvania State Education Association President Rich Askey says in an effort to attract more people to the teaching profession, the Commonwealth must follow the lead of other states and increase starting salaries for teachers.
The average starting salary for teachers in Pennsylvania is $42,000. And yet, in some areas of this state, beginning teachers are making in the $20,000s. That is why we are advocating for lawmakers to increase the statewide minimum salary to $60,000 for certified educators and a $20 hour for the support professionals.
Askey says the excessive cost of obtaining a bachelor's degree is also a barrier to people becoming teachers, disproportionately affecting people of color. I'm Mark Sims.
A busy connector road in Shamokin Dam will be closed for about 7 months starting Monday as more work gets underway on the CSVT southern section. PennDOT says Sunbury Road will be closed between Route 15 and Park Road while excavation work begins. A detour using Park Road, Granger's Road, and Route 15 will be in place for the duration of the project. Once excavation work is complete, PennDOT says a bridge will be constructed to carry Sunbury Road over the new CSVT alignment. Now, work on this small section of CSVT construction should be finished by November, and Sunbury Road can reopen. Joe, you should be happy today. This is National Thomas Jefferson Day, celebrating the third president of the United States on the date of his birth in 1743. He was the main author of the Declaration of Independence. He was also an overachiever. I know he didn't get along with Alexander Hamilton that much because I've seen Hamilton a couple times on TV. Not only was he a lawyer, but he was also an agricultural scientist, a paleontologist, and an astronomy scholar. He was also an amateur weatherman.
And he owned slaves and had a relationship with one of them, Sally Hemings, and fostered several children. But therefore, we take his statues down and we demolish immediately the Jefferson Memorial in Washington.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this need to purge anybody that had a checkered past.
We're going to purge you. All right. And finally, now this is funny.
I'm ready to laugh.
The Philadelphia Phillies won't be doing dollar hot dog night again anytime soon.
Why not?
Why do you think you wouldn't give out $1 hot dogs?
Too many people eat them?
And no. What would they do with them if they're angry?
Throw them in the field?
Not long after fans decided to start chucking hundreds of the hot dogs onto the field and then at each other during Tuesday's trouncing by the Miami Marlins. The promotion turned the stands and field at Citizens Bank Park into a mess. By the fourth inning, they'd sold nearly 60,000 dogs, very few of which apparently had been eaten. Most had been chucked at people within the stadium.
You gotta love those Philly sports fans.
Only in Philadelphia. That is just crazy. It's almost like the Hershey bear toss, only hot dogs.
This one's messy. You pick the bears up off the ice and there's nothing wrong with them, but who wants to eat a smooshed hot dog?
Stan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Sounds like there's some really stupid people out there.
Well,
when you spend a dollar on a hot dog, you eat the dang hot dog. You don't throw it around. What's wrong with people?
It's group think.
Yeah, group think. No, it's stupid people. But that's a whole other story. You were talking about Hunter investigation and the Biden investigation. The White House stenographer, which I guess is an official position. They must go around documenting what goes on when the vice president or the president travels, is my understanding what would be happening.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was employed in the White House during the Obama administration says that he has proof that Biden is as corrupt as the day is long.
Do we need that?
Well, you know, to get him out of office and get him impeached, yeah, you need the proof.
Oh, okay.
And he says he has the proof.
Okay.
He says that in 2014, when Hunter was placed on Burisma's board of directors over there, you know, they're the largest natural gas producing conglomerate corporation in Ukraine. A couple days later, Biden went over there and promised Ukrainians that we would come over there and help them with their. That's what he says. Now we'll have to wait and see if he's willing to testify under oath. Okay, that this happened. So if a man's willing to go out and testify under oath when he knows what the penalties would be if he's found to be lying, I tend to believe him. Okay.
I know influence peddling, Joe and I talked about that, and I think you agree it's sort of what everybody does. When does it become illegal? Certainly influence peddling is a crime.
Well, that would be a good place right there.
That's right there. Okay, when you get personally enriched by something significantly.
Personally enriched using your office to do it, you know, and with taxpayer money, okay, because they were going over there promising Ukrainian things, taxpayer dollars, not his own dollars, taxpayer dollars. If, you know, Pelosi's been doing it for years with insider trading, and she isn't the only one, but she's the most prominent, you know, in stock markets, but she's not using taxpayers' money to do it. She's using her own money, but she's using information that comes through the government to help her get that money. I just heard that Now, I will admit that I don't know if it's 100% true, but the report is she dumped a bunch of Google stock when the government announced, right before the government announced the investigation into Google. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, but that's what the reports are. So, but as far as, you know, everybody was saying, what's Hunter's Biden laptop have to do with Joe Biden? Well, it has a lot to do with Joe Biden. It lays out the path of his corruption. You know, Joey says that he wasn't never met with Hunter's business partners, didn't know what he was doing, and his business dealings is a lie because most of the proof's on the laptop. And there's a lot of suspicious activity reports coming from banks that the Congress is getting a hold of that show that the Chi-Coms and the Russians and Ukrainians were putting a lot of money into the Biden bank accounts. So, and when he came into office, he signed an executive order. So, because in the past, if the Congress requested, you know, from Treasury, because those reports go to the Treasury, we put those reports from the, for whatever purpose they were investigating, from Treasury to Treasury would hand them over so they could see them. Biden signed an executive order to stop that cooperation with Treasury when he came into office. Now, I heard that from a congressman that sits on the House committee. I'm not sure which one. It's the one Comer leads. I forget exactly which one it is. That this is happening. So things that, you know, those are clues.
Okay.
Right, they are.
So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But even if they find 100% proof, you know, and it's impeachable items, I don't believe he would ever be impeached because the Senate will never go for it. The House can impeach, just like they did to Trump. The Senate won't go for it with Biden because he has too many good friends that he worked with for 40 years in the Senate. Well, so they won't want to impeach him.
The main concern I have is whether or not he lied about what he knew about his son's involvement. And if his son used the office that he had, his father had, to enrich himself, that's wrong. It would be wrong if a Republican did it. It's wrong if a Democrat did it. And if we're going to investigate Donald Trump for his offenses, alleged offenses at this point, because he hasn't been convicted of anything, he has been indicted but not convicted. So if we're going to investigate him, isn't it unreasonable, or is it unreasonable to say that we should investigate the Bidens for what's perceived to be their, I won't say money laundering, but let's say aggressive financial dealings, right? Aggressive financial dealings.
Pushy.
Well, and Biden continuously said that he never met with any of those people that Hunter was dealing with.
Right.
But there's proof to say otherwise that they went to the White House to meet Biden in his office.
All right, let's just get rid of all of them and start over.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
So that's the only solution. Start
from
zero.
But that's not going to happen, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
So that we'd have to root out as much corruption as we can. And we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But that's the stuff that's out there. When everybody was saying that, oh, Hunter's not an elected official, blah, 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 and his whatever's on that laptop doesn't matter because it doesn't have anything to do with Joe. Well, actually, it does.
Why isn't, so, maybe you know this, why isn't Hunter's illegal gun purchase just a flat-out crime that he would get arrested for?
Illegal gun purchase?
Yeah, he lied on a permit. He said he wasn't addicted to drugs.
Well, you'd have to ask the DOJ that, Mark, because it should be. Okay, because if you or I did it,
right,
we would either be heavily fined or sitting in jail, one or the other.
Well, and the municipal police would investigate it and arrest. There wouldn't be a prolonged six-year probe. I mean, they would say...
Well, my understanding, what I've heard, is that the Secret Service got involved with that when it was discovered, and they tracked it back to Hunter, the gun. Because they found a homeless guy or somebody rooting around in the dumpster, his brother's a widow, dumped it, which was Hunter's girlfriend at the time, dumped the gun because she was scared because Hunter had it and he was acting crazy because he was high.
Well, and I think one of the things that I heard, and I'm going to do your phrase saying I'm not 100% sure that this is true, but one of the things that I heard was that it doesn't count if you write in a biography that you were addicted to drugs, you know, from X years into X years, and then, of course, that's the time that he bought the gun and told the federal firearms form that he wasn't addicted to drugs, that writing a biography doesn't have to be true. You can exaggerate or say things in the book, so it may not be true. Okay, so...
Mark, I'm going to ask you a question. Serious one here.
Okay.
If you wrote a biography, would you put something that stupid into it?
Well, right. So there's that. But then the other thing is, he has talked about how he's overcome addiction many times, and his father has talked about how Hunter's overcome addiction many times. So it isn't just the book. I mean, it was a lifestyle that Hunter had, using drugs and buying that gun at that time, that should be easy to confirm, not just through... Plus, there might be records of treatment, but of course, it's not being investigated because it's a Washington elite insider person.
Well, there's the key clue, Mark. That's what's all going
Sorry,
on
I'm okay. I get all worked up.
Because who he is.
If we're going to root out corruption, let's root it all out. And if the political system has become so corrupt that everybody who's elected, whether they're Republican or Democrat, finds some way to scam the system, then we need to have a serious look at whether or not the two-party system is viable in this country anymore.
All right, we got to hit the road. Thank you so much, Stan. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Take care. That's where Convention of States comes in, you know, the idea of examining our government and trying to make some permanent repairs. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number, 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. I've been talking about some of the great Kias that you can get on Routes 11 and 15 from Alphonse and Austin and Ernie. How about this?
How about it?
One of the top 10 vehicles in the world.
What do you think that is?
Top 10 vehicle
Anything
in the world.
They sell at Sunbury Motors.
Nope. The Kia Telluride.
Oh, yeah?
Midsize SUV. It's got three rows of seats if that's what you need. It's got that long sunroof that starts right at the front of the front and goes to the back of the back. And they're less than $50,000. So I know you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of money, Mark. But this is literally the quintessential SUV. It's got great ground clearance. So if you're going camping or hunting or fishing and you do need to get into some tight spots, got a V6 motor that gives you gasoline mileage. You'll hit 30 on the highway. In the dead of winter, you will be in the teens for your mileage if you have a short commute. So, but super duper reliable. And Consumer Reports says of all the thousands of vehicles available in the U.S. today, it's one of the top 10.
All right.
And believe it or not, there's a Ford on that list, the Mustang Mach-E, and I believe there's a Hyundai on that list, which the name escapes me right now. But nonetheless, the Kia Telluride. Go down there to the Kia dealership. I would doubt that they have one on the lot because they don't even have a chance to turn them off after they unload them from the truck. Nice lady that drives the big car carrier drives them off the truck. A customer gets in and drives away. I hope it's not theft, but in any event.
Well, let's hope not.
Kia dealership, sunburymotors.com.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, we talked about guns in passing today. One of our good listeners says concealed carry permits are just a money-making racket. If you pass a background check to purchase a gun, you shouldn't have to do it again to use it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Hey,
but I think concealed carry permits, you use the sheriff wants a reference. They want to put, I don't know that they contact the references, but they want you to put down a non-family member that'll vouch for you. The bullet. You're not a gonzo person that's going to shoot something.
Who would you get to vouch for you?
I don't have one. That's why I do open carry.
I see.
I can't get one. Eric is next in line. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark.
Is this Eric the Red?
Yes, yes, it is.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. So the news reports out of Louisville today are that actually during the attack, the suspect's mother, or the perpetrator's mother, I guess we know who the gentleman was, he's laying there dead, called 911 to say that she was concerned that the attack was going to happen. I guess the gentleman's roommate called the mother and everything. And they asked him, does he have a gun? She goes, no, I don't think he even owns a gun. So apparently, readily access to these firearms was part of this. This wasn't someone who raised guns as a kid. This wasn't someone who you know, used the plink and everything and this went off the deep end. This was a troubled young man, and we can agree he's troubled, whether how you want to label that, when he wouldn't shoot up a place because he's being fired, that if there had been a sufficient waiting period, this may have not have happened. So yesterday, you said we all bring in statements without action steps. Here's some action steps. Number one, in Pennsylvania, you can't buy a handgun under age 21. You shouldn't be able to buy any assault style weapons either. Yes, if you want to buy something you can hunt with, I'm a gun enthusiast and a hunter, and yes, after you're 18, that should be no problem.
So no semi-automatic rifles, in other words, unless you're less
under
than
21. If we can't buy a handgun under 21, why are we allowing to buy assault style rifles? The only reason is same way we don't allow sawed off shotguns.
Well, you can hunt with semi-automatic rifles.
Too easily being used by people to rob. So we're putting business above our kids.
But Eric, this young man was 25.
I understand. What I'm saying is I'm making my point, okay? I'm talking about Pennsylvania and some things here. Third, that there would be a requirement of at least, let's say, 2-week waiting period and a requirement that if you purchase one of these weapons, you would have to go through a certified course to learn how to use it, okay? And at that point, that person could be evaluated, you know, perhaps by the person giving the course. And if red flags show up, they could share that, okay? Possibly an early warning system. You can't hunt in Pennsylvania without a 3-day safety course. You go and buy this killing machine with very little background and go out and use it, and no one's training you, right?
Everything's a killing machine. I could run over my neighbor.
I'm not giving my points, and I'm welcoming people to refute my points. You said yesterday, you know, what's some action steps? I'm suggesting some.
Okay, so no one 21 or under with a semi-automatic rifle. What's the one you just said?
If you purchase one, okay, then you have to be required to go through a safety course before you can take possession of it.
All guns or just semi-automatic?
Just a semi-automatic.
Okay.
I'm realistic here. If you're using a hunting rifle to go hunting, you have to go through a hunter safety course in Pennsylvania. So there's a training course in safety.
So there'd be a semi-automatic people hunting course.
Anyone who purchases a handgun would have to also purchase a handgun safe, because I believe in safety of children, not only in school, but at home. And we all hear these stories of kids, most recently down there in Virginia, where the kid got a hold of the handgun and took it and shot a teacher. With that handgun had been locked up in the gun safe, would that have happened? And I'm saying, okay, if you buy a handgun, then you have to also buy a handgun safe. You can buy them for about $100. You're paying for the handgun probably five or six or more for them, so an extra $100 to have a handgun safe, not a bad idea.
Well, I think the mother claimed that the gun was locked, but apparently they've charged her anyway.
Mm-hmm. There's more to that story than is being let out, I think, Joe, and it may come out in the wash. But these are steps, and the next one people are going to hate. I'm going to ask people to call in and
tell me how much
they hate the idea. The last one is that we put an excise tax on the purchase of these weapons, and then that money, that revenue here in Pennsylvania, has to go directly to schools to be able to have them for safety, to pay for safety officers, to whatever, and that excise tax would be used then to create more safety in our schools.
Is that on all guns or just certain guns?
Just on the assault style.
So
the
that
ones
would be
that are more likely to be used.
That would be a national excise tax.
No, I'm saying Pennsylvania. I mean, I'm concerned about the kids here in Snyder County. Yeah, Nationals, great, but, you know.
I'm going to go to Delaware.
Pass, but, so here's some action steps I'm suggesting. Now, people can call in and say, you know,
You're not hearing Mark.
Passionate about this. I thought about it, and those are some ideas I have.
You're not hearing Mark. He's going to Delaware to buy his gun.
Yeah, I'll just go to Delaware, New Jersey, or New York to buy my tax-free rifle.
Can you do that?
Of course.
I know for a fact, my son lives down in Georgia. And I was able to find at a gun shop down there a military weapon, which is an M1, okay, which I bought down there.
How old was it?
4 years ago. 4 years ago? 4 years ago. And I went to the same shop down there to look at some other things, and the gentleman said, I can't sell it to you. Because Georgia has a law which they will not sell weapons to anyone who does not live in Georgia or the contiguous states around it.
Well, that's a dumb law. All right, we got to hit the road.
But in Georgia, the shoot 'em up state, you know, they're actually looking at that.
The shoot 'em up state?
What are we doing here in Pennsylvania?
I've seen the Georgia motto. Isn't
I thought
it?
They were Georgia peaches, not
right,
Georgia
shoot 'em up state.
Well, when we were down there, I can tell you, we were down there last fall, and the one Republican local representative for the state house down there actually had a semi-automatic weapon on his billboards for the election.
Right.
Part of his moniker.
Right. Yeah, that would enamor you
ideas.
With people,
might
repel
people. Call back in and tell me I'm all wet, or maybe people say, hey, maybe there's some good ideas for some steps we can take.
Hey, this is what we want. We do want a discussion about this, and if we do this, you know, you have three ideas, somebody else has three, pretty soon we'll have 10 ideas. One of them's got to help in some way, somehow, some way. All right, we got you, Eric. Thank you so much. Much
Thank
appreciated.
You, gentlemen. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We already...
All right, and one of our emailers, texter, says, Eric, if you're so concerned about kids, would you demand the end of abortion? Now, there's a question. And, Eric, there already is an excise tax on firearms.
Well, it should be expanded and include the schools. I'll speak for Eric that little much, the school help. All right, 570-743-9565. Stand by, Bill. We will be right back. All right, welcome back. The top and the bottom texts are new.
All right. Time to ban the radical Democrats from committing mass murder. Okay. And then Eric, having to ask the government to exercise constitutional rights is unconstitutional.
I think that might be true. Right. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, just to let you guys know, right, Hunter's on an active 4-year investigation for felony charges, right? First, he should be banned from the White House. But right now, he's on taxpayer money. He flew over on Air Force One. He's getting a tour of Ireland on taxpayer money. And the American people, if that was Trump, they should be in an uproar.
Usually family members pay back the government for their ticket.
Yeah, but he's under a felony investigation.
Well, yeah, but you're missing the big picture here. He's about to become a board member of the Irish Energy Company.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But, and another thing too is, and
Garista, Garista.
Hey, when the Democrats, when Joe Biden took office, right, and he did away with the border. Tell me why he did away with the border. It's a simple answer.
Well, first of all, it's expensive. Why would he? What's his motive? Well, first of all, some people say you're going to get Democratic voters.
Biden don't care. It's the coup. But why do you do away with the border?
I think eventually you'll get Democratic voters.
Well, tell us. We're running out of time.
Ballot harvesting. I don't need documentation. There's estimated up to 15 million on the high end, which is probably population of Pennsylvania, if they're close to it.
12 million.
To stay in office and to bankrupt this company. So to stay in office, they're bankrupting everybody, the taxpayers, the crime and everything, for to stay in office and
That's
keep,
weird.
Keep it going. And
that means there's a cabal of selfish political elites in
Washington. There's no other reason why they did it.
If what you say is true, there would be a cabal of selfish political elites in Washington. Do we think that's possible?
it's being done. It's
I think so, too. Thank you.
That's right.
Bill, you walked right into it. Good. Thank you. You set it up, and I hit it out of the park. Okay, so, yeah, well, we got to get rid of President Biden. There's no argument there. We'll get it. We had one buffoon
and
right
the,
after
and
another.
In the swamp, like Trump said, the swamp, the coup.
I don't know that we can do that. The elites, it's a very big branch, and they are never going to do anything to cut off the branch they're sitting on.
Look at Feinstein. Look at Feinstein. She's like 155. They're still wheeling her in, wearing adult diapers and everything, but they still got her office.
They're not wheeling her in. That's the problem. She's at home with shingles.
Yeah, she does not vote. She says she participates in discussions, but not...
Well, she said she's coming to vote. She's coming about.
She's missed. She has missed dozens and dozens of votes so far. Now, she may come back, but, she's not there at the moment.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. Buzz, you are next up. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. I went to the Encina meeting last night. Had to park near Danville to get in, but so I was excited about the amount of people that were there. But I was disappointed in a couple of things. First of all, that the union has signed on with Encina, which does not sound good because, you know, I mean, I'd love to see those jobs, you know, come about, but the union doesn't have all the facts yet. So why would they want to back something that they don't know everything about? I mean, are jobs that important? You don't even care about anything but jobs?
I think they're probably relying on DEP to permit the way through the safety aspects, you know, to approve
it. Well, sure, that'd be great. But the other thing I was disappointed in, although I'm at this point anti-Encina, was that the presentation last night was only one-sided. It was from the people that don't want it, and the facts were a little bit skewed. I mean, they made a presentation, for example, the one thing that was completely wrong was the floodplain thing. They're not in the floodplain. And then Encina people were there but did not speak. I was told they chose to not speak, but you said this morning that they weren't allowed to speak. So,
which is it?
They were not allowed to talk last night. They were asked if they either asked or were invited, but they were asked not to.
No, I haven't won it yet.
Yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
They were asked not to speak last night.
Yeah, why do you think that was?
I guess they wanted to get all their questions asked without any answer. I couldn't tell you. But some of the organizers are on tomorrow.
Why would you ask a question if you don't want an answer?
Well, there's a quirk to it.
I just didn't understand that.
Well, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. We'll let the. I don't want to speculate. There's good people.
I was thrilled to see so many people there, but I was disappointed in the gathering in general because I just didn't think it was organized. Plus, the PA system in that little church was so bad that you couldn't hear anybody.
Did you take any pictures?
No, you weren't allowed to take pictures in there.
Oh, get out of here.
Really? That's what they said.
There are pictures in the paper this morning.
We're allowed to record.
Yeah, let me look at the Daily Item.
There were pictures in the Daily Item this morning.
Rick Dandies was there.
Yep, front page on Daily Item app has a picture of a big crowd.
Yeah, well, the newspaper guy. Why weren't you guys there?
I don't think we have the staff to go to that every night meeting, I'd have to ask Matt that. He's in charge of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because that's really important. And, you know, it's just disappointing in that this, if it's not what they promise and the pollution problems do exist, that goes all the way to the Chesapeake Bay. I mean, that's just not a Northumberland, Danville traffic problem, Sealands Grove, Sunbury. It goes all the way down. And so, you know, we need to see a lot more representation of what's going to actually happen. But that was just my impression. Just wanted to pass that on.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much.
The problem, Buzz is gone. You cut him off.
Well, he's not dead yet. Okay. So you can still talk to him.
I think the problem is that there is none of these that you can actually point a finger out and say, this is a full-scale working model of what this is going to do. And we've had 85 years of experience with it, and it works flawlessly. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are concerned about the fact that we are, in effect, guinea pigs for the process,
for this brand
which may
new
be
plant.
Perfect. It may be wonderful. It may work beautifully. But, you know, it's the fear of the unknown is what gets you because you don't know what it's going to do.
Well, and we know from industry, once in a very long while, there's catastrophic fires and explosions. You know, the rail explosion in Ohio or where was that? That was Texas. You said
Texas, 18,000 cows killed and one human critically injured in an explosion at a dairy farm.
farm.
And there was just another industrial explosion and fire of some kind somewhere. I didn't memorize it, but these things
are... factory in Reading.
Right, and that was thought to be related to natural gas, seems to be where they're leaning now. So these kinds of things happen, and they get a lot of coverage. So I think the township residents and the concerned people have valid questions. We don't go to all the meetings, but the Encina and the Save Our Susquehanna people here have an open mic anytime to ask their questions and to get their answers. And Encina has a lot of answers. You know, we only got about 12 minutes worth today on WKOK's Sunrise, but the woman that was on, Shada, said that she will come back whenever we want her, or to call in if we wanted to do it once a week, or maybe each week focus on a different topic, something like that. So they're willing to answer the questions. They did ask for emails, so you can email them and ask a question. And they did hold a two-hour meeting not too long ago, telephonically.
How long was last night's meeting?
Well, it went past 9 o'clock because I asked somebody to call me afterward, and it was after 9.
Started so. At 7 or 6:30?
Yeah, 7.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, so 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, those meetings have a tendency, if you get everybody in, the people who from Encina would stand up and say something, and people would yell and shout and have other points they want to make. And so instead of getting out all the questions, you would wind up getting bogged down in discussions on maybe one or two
individual.
Issues.
Okay.
So
yep,
now that if
be.
The people, if they kept an accurate record of the questions last night, the Save Our Susquehanna Hannah Group now has a working template from which to question the folks at Encina. And hopefully Encina, they'll sit down and have a dialogue and iron it out.
All right. 570-743-9565 if you want to comment on this. We got a half a dozen emails, as we have had for some time. We have read a few, but we're going to read some more momentarily. 570-743-9565.
Mm. When car repairs get difficult...
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Right, upper right-hand corner, and then start hitting delete when you're
okay.
done.
Doug says, I heard a stat the other day that 95% of the mass shootings is what he means, in the last several years have been in gun-free zones. Ask yourself this. Would you feel safer in a gun-free zone or at a gun shop or sale and even an NRA convention? If guns are the issue, then why would most people, I believe, feel safer where people are allowed to carry a weapon?
Yep, good point. And I think the last NRA convention was held in a gun-free zone. So
was it really?
Yeah, the only guns there were unloaded.
And then another emailer says, as a responsible gun owner, I do not wish to limit emergency access to my handgun by opening even a fingerprint case or safe. Not reasonable, Eric. Okay. And WRR says, step number one to remove corruption within our elected officials is to install term limits for senators, representatives, federal judges, and especially Supreme Court justices. Agree with you on the first, but disagree on the last.
Okay. And that is part of Convention of States. John Shipman will be here tomorrow, so we'll remind folks what this great effort is. Now, local Republicans don't like it, so you're not going to see it in Pennsylvania, but a lot of other states have approved it, and it's inching closer to reality.
Is it really?
Joe, you get 1 minute. 60 seconds, go.
Oh, all right. I did want to thank Harry yesterday for his talk on and mentioning the name of Doug Mackey, who is tried in on this Facebook thing, but everyone should look up Doug Mackey's case and see that and make of it what you will, of course. And Mike McCormick is the stenographer's name that Stan brought up. Look that name up. And plus, your email just addressed something with Eric that I was going to say. I have hard targets written down here. Why doesn't Eric ever mention anything that I don't even know if I'm the opposition of safety, but he makes it out that I like to see children massacred. But hard targets, yeah, all these statistics that say this might reduce the risk, and that's what Eric's going for, reducing the risk, you know, because he knows he can't eliminate. He says that himself, I think. So he knows he can't eliminate it, but from 21 to 18, he's going to reduce the risk. So what about hard targets reducing risk?
All right.
What about, like, the teacher that at in Tennessee?
Stop.
Okay, one minute's up. Thank you. Next week, I'm busy.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. Enjoy your weekend. Right. Oh, wait, we got Friday to go yet, though.
Right.
So, okay.
And Rob says, good morning. What if gun laws worked and, to use Eric's words, responsible gun owners were the only people that had access to guns? What weapon of destruction would people be using to satisfy their need to inflict harm on innocent people?
Yeah, good question.
Would we be talking about doing background checks on people buying knives, fertilizer, pipes, or any number of natural or man-made substances that could be used to poison?
Stop. See, this makes too much sense. This guy's talking common sense, so we must not allow that.
Okay. Well, thanks for the email,
no,
Rob.
No, read the rest.
All right. Why don't we pass laws that require a background check for people that use the Internet? The real solution for the violence problem is changing the hearts of people and helping those people that are struggling with coping with in society. In other words, we need to be good neighbors to all, respect others' opinions, and allow people to be responsible for their own lives instead of trying to change them. Peace and blessings to all.
Right, we should force.
That'll never fly, Rob.
We should have a opportunity for everybody to attend a faith-based summer camp of their choice to inspire these young people with the value of life and good faith. And if they don't want to attend, they don't have to, but we'll pay their way so they get inspired in the outdoors.
Well, let's make it mandatory.
Good, strong faith. Well, I don't know, forcing kids to go to church camp. That seems like that could backfire.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
camp. I said faith-based, yeah.
Okay, well, you can be faith-based without being a church camp.
All right, moving on.
And one of our other, I love the name here, which I don't believe is real. You don't have enough guns till you buy REM oil by the gallon and Hops 9 by the quart. I don't know what that is.
It's a gun oil.
Okay. If the left comes for my guns, that is the hill to die on. Joe can collect coins. I will collect wood and metal.
Mike and I, you are on the same.
I collect metal.
We're on the same page.
In coin form.
Right. All right. And this has been here a week, so let's hit it.
Do we have time? Okay. Hey, it's hard to talk to some people these days, and it's also hard to listen to people sometimes. When we are dealing with opposite realities, we can't really discuss issues, can we? If we don't have a foundation of basic truths that we can agree upon, why bother to attempt debate opinions? For example, my reality. Donald Trump and others filed and lost at least 63 lawsuits contesting election processes, vote counting, and the vote certification process in multiple states. I also believe that the January committee busted their butts to get evidence that led to the truth about how and why the insurrection evolved. Seems like some folks' realities can't tolerate laws or evidence anymore. There's more, but that's all we got time for.
Isn't that funny? You read to the point where that was broken in half, remember?
Yeah, well, that's right, it was.
We'll read the rest tomorrow. Yeah, the email had a glitch on it when we got it and cut in half. And you stopped right where the first half was. Maybe they knew that.
Maybe they did. Hey, I'll see you Monday.
Have a great weekend. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. United Way going to be among our sunrise guests tomorrow.